प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे प्रीतम से कर मिलन जागो आत्मन उठो आत्मन आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। In this series of Amrit Vela, today, Baba says, the rosary of victory is the rosary which is used for remembrance. It is called the rosary of victorious souls. So do you know what your number is within the rosary? Do you recognize your own number or do you say, Bab Dada should tell me? Bab Dada knows, but each one is also definitely able to know themselves. Whether it is spoken or not, internally, there is the understanding. Have you understood clearly the reason to the very first riddle? Who am I? On the basis of two things, the soul is able to recognize itself, and the two things are remembrance and present victory. Is it easy to know yourself, or is it difficult? Is each one of you able to discover your own number? So Baba is talking about the rosary of victory, rosary of victorious souls. And coming back to the very, very basic question, the very first result, who am I? And second thing, you will be able to know your number on the basis of two things, remembrance and present victory. Baba says you need not to ask Baba what is your number. Your own understanding will tell you what is your number. And your understanding is based upon these two things, remembrance and victory. We'll discuss something about victory. There are at least seven different types of victories in this Brahmin life which we have to achieve. And the first and the greatest victory is victory over vices. To what extent we have conquered the vices? In the latest Murli, in Shantivan, Baba said, complete purity means complete absence of all the five vices, not just the first one. Even if a trace remains, then you will not be called a completely pure Brahmin soul. Even if one door of weakness is open, all others would enter inside. So complete purity means complete property, prosperity and royalty. So keep the doors shut. No vice should enter within. To conquer these vices is the first victory of Brahmin life. Not just lust, but anger. And the grandchildren of anger. Attachments, avarice, and everything. All vices for that matter. That is the first victory. And this is the internal victory. When we conquer any vice, the joy is within us. One can feel that joy of having conquered. Somebody used to have a very strong attachment once upon a time. That person is without any attachment today. So that itself will give that person extra power. A mind which is free from attachment is a very powerful mind. And a mind which is attached, it's a mind in captivity. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, the entire world is an island of Ravan. This is the Lanka. And in this Lanka, all Sitas are in jail. So vices are the reason for imprisonment. Only the one who is out of the prison can know that this is a prison. Otherwise, those who are already in the prison, since the whole world is in the prison, they don't feel that as if they are behind the bars. So that is the first victory. And this is a lifelong effort. The more we conquer vices, the more we understand their subtle forms. And one of the best thing is, whenever you are defeated by any vice, what should one do? How? Remember, Gyan, one of the best thing is, write down lessons you have learned. Suppose somebody has lived for a very long time without any attachment. And suddenly some person comes into his life. Some object comes, some place, some old past memory. And he develops attachment. First is the realization that this is not my real me. I am a free bird. But this is a form of attachment. And I have got attached to it. Now write down what that attachment leads to. In a similar manner, somebody has lived a very pure stage of mind. And suddenly lust has come. So what that lust has done? Write down. Confusion. Fall off stage. You fall down from your high stage. Lack of self-control. Rather than cursing oneself, rather than resorting to repentance, rather than suffering from guilt consciousness, it is best to sit and write down. What are the lessons I have learned from my own fall? And the fall, most of the time, is so subtle that except you, nobody else will realize it. For others, you are the same. Getting up at Amrit Vela, going to center, doing service. Outside, everything is going on as it is. But the internal fall is there. And which is invisible, which is subtle. Almost undetectable. So whenever there is a fall, sit down and write down the lessons you have learned from that fall. And once you have written down, always make it a point. Make it a point that write down 7 lessons I have learned. If I have done some mistakes, let me write down the lessons I have learned from those mistakes. If there is a bitter relationship, what is the reason for that bitterness? Write down reasons. Write down lessons I have learned. So this is the best method. Other thing is to curse, to write down a letter to Baba. But they keep on writing letter as well as again repeating the same thing. Because they are not learning from their mistakes. The best thing is to learn from one's mistake. Every time Maya comes to you as a teacher, Maya is even a greater teacher than Baba. She teaches you more than anything. But only thing is that when she teaches, you are already fallen down, so you don't know that she is also a teacher. Rather, you see her as an enemy, and you start to fight with her. So her form of a teacher is hidden. But she is the best teacher. Just as in the world they say that 3 things teach you more than any book in the world. What are they? Empty stomach, pocket without money, and deception of friend. No book in the world teaches you more than these 3 things. When you are without money, on the street, nobody is ready to help you. That stage of bankruptcy teaches you more than any book in the world. When you are without any food, and when a friend has deceived you, or near and dear one has deceived, when you suffer deception, these are the greatest teachers in the world. No scripture, no Murli even can teach you what these 3 things will teach you. So the first victory is the victory over vices. The second victory is the victory over senses. 5 senses. These are 2 different subjects. Person may have conquered lust, anger, but just imagine, he is on a particular diet or fasting, and suddenly he sees a delicious dish and all control gone. There is a sensual defeat. So second victory is the victory over senses. This is a different department. This is a different topic. Though both are interlinked, and yet control over senses is a very different topic. So control over eyes, control over ears. Sound, smell, sight, touch, and last, 5 things. Smell, sound, smell, sight, touch, and taste, and these are the 5 senses. Rupa, rasa, sparsha, shabda, gandha. To conquer them is one of the greatest victories of Brahmin life. So that is the second victory we have to achieve in this Brahmin life. To conquer each sense each day. To conquer each passion each day. To slay each passion each day. to become more and more victorious each day. It's the call of time. That is the second victory. This third victory is victory over waste and negative. Victory over waste and victory over negative. All that is waste and all that is negative should turn into the productive and the positive thing. Because waste and negative, they sap a lot of our energy. To conquer them, or rather to change them, to transform them into productive thing or positive thing. The fourth is victory over one's own weaknesses or old sanskars or weaknesses, old addictions, old habits, deep-rooted sanskars. This is in fact one of the greatest victory. In tomorrow's mudli, that is Avyakta mudli of Sunday, Baba said, it is quite easy to forget the sansar, but to forget sanskar is quite difficult. This you forget easily, but this is little difficult. So, the fourth victory is the victory over old sanskars. First of all, we ourselves do not know what is my sanskar. And even if we know, this sanskar itself is responsible for my non-progression in dreaming life. So, old sanskar. The fifth victory is the victory over Prakriti, five elements, to get affected by climatic change very easily, to be not be able to bear the onslaught of climatic change, or to give reasons or lame excuses that weather is like this, weather is like that, that's why I can't do. It is too cold, it is too hot, or it is raining. You have to conquer nature, Prakriti. That is one of the victories. Also expressing thankfulness to the five elements, also giving sakash to the five elements. That is a part of it. Then sixth victory is the victory over others' souls' hearts. You have to conquer their hearts, all the souls. How will you conquer their hearts? By serving them. In today's blessing, Baba said, in the world also people give donation, but you donate your virtues, your specialities. So you serve the souls and conquer their hearts and win their hearts. And the last, we have to conquer or win Baba's heart. How will you win his heart? By following his Srimad. By trying to understand what he is trying to say. What is in his mind. What is his deepest desire. Or hopes. So Baba says, you will know your number in the victory of rosary on the basis of these two things. First, remembrance, and second, victory. Where you have, how much, to what extent you have achieved victory. You need not to ask, what is my number? If you are victorious everywhere, definitely you are already in the rosary. Victory over vices, victory over senses, victory over waste, negative, victory over old sanskars, victory over others' hearts, victory over Baba's heart, and victory over Prakriti, five elements. So you're already victorious. So you already know that where I stand. And the first thing was remembrance. Remembrance. To what extent I remember? What is the quality of my remembrance? How much concentrated I am during yoga? How much lost in love I am during yoga? How much intensely I experience all the relationships with Baba during yoga? How much I feel connected with Him? How much I feel intimate spiritual connection with Him? All these things. So, the Rosary of Victory is the rosary which is used for remembrance. It is called the Rosary of Victorious Souls. So, do you know what your number is within the rosary? Do you recognize your own number, or do you say Bab Dada should tell? Bab Dada knows. In today's Murli also Baba said that Baba knows. Baba says, what I will know? You have made your face black. What I will know? You have to tell. Otherwise, you will meet your own destruction. Satyanash. Whether it is spoken or not, internally there is an understanding. Have you understood clearly the answer to the very first riddle? What is the first riddle? Who am I? When we enter this institution, we are asked this question, who I am? Then after 10 years, again the same question, who am I? Then you spend another 20 years, the same question, who am I? When earlier the immediate answer was, I am soul and not body. There was an excitement to tell that. But after many years, this simple answer will not do. Then which soul I am? Okay, I am a great soul. But then how I am great? What I am doing for greatness? So as you mature and go ahead, the question remains the same, but answer changes. Answer changes. Who am I? When I go to the shop, I am a customer. When I am with a friend, I am his friend. When I am sitting in the train, I am a passenger. Who am I? The question remains. So, keep on exploring this one question. Who am I? Am I the one who is looking after the family? Am I the one who is doing Baba's seva? Am I the one who is selfish? Am I the one who is selflessly serving the world? Who am I? This puzzle, this conundrum, this enigma, this mystery is sometimes difficult to solve. But one must explore this question every day. On the basis of two things, remembrance and present victory, the soul is able to recognize itself. Is it easy to know yourself, or is it difficult? Is each one of you able to discover your own number? So which number I am in the rosary? Today try to find out. Okay. This is a beautiful song. We shall overcome, we shall overcome, we shall overcome one day, someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe that we shall overcome. All these vices, we will be victorious one day. We will walk hand in hand, we will walk hand in hand someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we will walk hand in hand someday. We shall live in peace, we shall live in peace. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall live in peace. We are not afraid, we are not afraid someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we are not afraid someday. We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday. Om Shanti. We
Vishal.